This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The National LGBTI Health Alliance held its 8th conference, Health in Difference 2013, Our Bodies, Our Minds, in Melbourne in April 2013. Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station for our diverse communities, is proud to partner with the Alliance to bring you this recording of the 2013 conference.
I'm Liam Leonard, Director of Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, and I'd like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the custodians and traditional owners of the land on which we gather today, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. Today, Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, in partnership with Quality Innovation Performance, I hope I've got that right, are proud and excited to be launching what we believe is a world first, a set of national standards against which agencies can be externally accredited to demonstrate that all their practices, protocols and services are LGBTI inclusive. That is, that all their services, practices and protocols are inclusive of lesbians, gay men, bisexuals, transgender and intersex people. I want to acknowledge the remarkable work done by Catherine Barrett, Dr. Catherine Barrett, in guiding and managing this project since its inception over 3 years ago. Catherine has provided leadership and an ability to consult with and listen to a diverse and large number of stakeholders. She has translated and distilled this vast reservoir of information into a set of standards that are real, doable, and which, when met, will result in an increase in the quality of health and human services provided to our sort of people across the country. So thank you to Catherine. And you haven't aged a bit. It's not true of the rest of us. I'd like to thank GLHV's partners in crime, Quality Innovation Performance, the artists previously known as Quixa, and Barb Bell and Pam Kennedy, CEO of Quixa. Pam and her colleagues have been a delight to work with, and their collective expertise have been instrumental in the development and trialling of the 6 standards and indicators that make up the Rainbow Tick. I'd also like to thank all the services and individuals who have undertaken the how-to program which Catherine developed and ran at GLHV. The program consists of 4 workshops run over a year and assists participant organisations in LGBTI inclusive practice, taking them through the protocols and procedures that actually make up the 6 standards behind the Rainbow Tick. The how-to course has been the testing ground for refining, if not perfecting, the 6 standards and the indicators. So thank you to everyone and all the organisations who participated in the how-to over its 3 incarnations. You've all played a key role in the development of the Rainbow Tick. The results of the first how-to program, co-authored by Catherine Barrett and Kylie Stevens, who I think is here from the Centre for Excellence in Rural Sexual Health, were released as a report called Beyond We Treat Everybody the Same. The results and inspiring stories of individual and organisation success that make up the 3rd iteration of the how-to are being launched today, and it's called Beyond a Rainbow Sticker, a report on how to create an LGBTI-inclusive service. And finally, to the agencies who took part in the trialling of the Rainbow Tick at the end of last year, 2 of which we'll recognise today as its inaugural recipients, thank you. We hope you'll be the first in a long line of accredited LGBTI-inclusive services in Australia. Since GLHV was established nearly a decade ago, one of our most common requests from LGBTI community members was, can you direct us to an LGBTI inclusive practitioner, service or whatever? In the absence of some formal accreditation process, it was impossible to answer these requests. In 2003, the Victorian Ministerial Advisory Committee on Gay and Lesbian Health, and we have a member of the government that oversaw the production of this report here today, Martin Foley, so thank you. In 2003, the Victorian MAC recommended a set of LGBTI-inclusive service protocols. In 2009, the Victorian Department of Health, under the direction of an expert panel led by Associate Professor Ruth McNair, who's here today, produced Well Proud, a set of LGBT-inclusive practice guidelines for health and human services. Well Proud is a landmark document in the struggle to have LGBTI people and LGBTI competency seen as part of good, inclusive professional practice. However, the guidelines were voluntary and were not integrated into any formal process of accreditation. That's why we think the Rainbow Tick and the 6 standards are so important. It involves the consolidation of the six standards developed within WellCrowd, their integration into formal systems of service accreditation, and it means that we at any agency can refer clients or individuals to an agency that is LGBTI accredited by an external and formally recognised accreditation body. And finally, as Catherine often says, what these standards do is they lift the bar on what any agency understands as the minimal level of professional practice that they give to our community. It sets the bar at a very, very high level. And one of the strengths of the quality improvement framework is each year or 2 years, as organisations go back to re-accredit it, they have to demonstrate continuous improvement. Now, I'd like to hand over to Pam Kennedy, manager, I'll say, of QuickSir at this stage, who's just going to take us through some of the importance of this sort of process. Thank you.
I too would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today, the Wurundjeri people, and to pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and future. Many people and many organisations have and continue to contribute to where we are now, and I'd like to make some thank yous as well. I'd like to thank Tony Triado from Primary Healthcare Branch and members of the Diversity Unit from Department of Health who connected us into this incredible journey about 3 years ago. Thank you to Professor Anne Mitchell and to Liam, who have been terrific collaborators and have been working very closely with us all the way along. I'd like to say a very special thank you to Dr. Catherine Barrett. You not only collaborated closely with us from the very beginning, but you also engaged, inspired, challenged, mentored, coached the QuickSir team, and ably supported our personnel through their personal, professional and organisational learnings that we now hold within QuickSir. We've gotten to an important milestone in this journey. Thank you to Barb Bell from our team, who's taken the program and run with it so well, and to the reviewers from QuickSir who participated at different stages in the project to date. Thank you too to the many stakeholders who participated in the standards development process, the consultations, the pilot reviews. All gave such richness to the context and meaning of the standards and to their application in practice. Finally, a very sincere thank you to the four organisations who participated in the pilot: Stonington Aged Services, Grampians Community Health, Nexus Primary Health, and Melbourne City Mission Palliative Care. All of them so willingly agreed and allowed us to field test standards, assessment processes, tools and resources on and with them. Thank you. I'd like to take you back a brief moment in time and place to a primary healthcare conference in Kazakhstan in 1978. The Alma Ata Declaration was developed and 134 countries committed to two key goals: to better health for all by the year 2000, and to taking a whole of government, whole of community approach to reducing inequalities in health status. It was becoming more widely recognised that health was impacted by factors well beyond the control of the health system, and the social model of health emerged. That we are here launching these standards in 2013 shows that we still have some way to go to achieve those goals of 35 years ago. But it also recognises that we have taken yet another step in the right direction. Zoom forward in time to 1986 and Ottawa, to the genesis of health promotion practice. That conference articulated five action areas to improve health: building healthy public policy, creating supportive environments, strengthening community action, developing personal skills, and reorienting health services, all of which are reflected in the Rainbow Tick standards in some way. As we fast forward to today, the fundamentals of those early conferences are reflected well in some of the themes of this conference, doing LGBTI health differently, and the cultural determinants of health and well-being are good examples. Those fundamental principles of health implicitly informed the department, the development of the Rainbow Tick standards as well. QUICSA is also grounded in these principles. It speaks to why we were inspired to become involved in the development of the Rainbow Tick standards and why we see the potential for their application extending way beyond the boundaries of the health system. It is indeed an exciting time to be part of history and to make a real difference to the health and well-being experience of LGBTI people and to their health and well-being outcomes. Back in Kazakhstan, the right to a high standard of health and well-being was recognised as a basic human right. This right is no less for members of the LGBTI community today. The standards and the accreditation program provide objective, independent evidence to this community that organisations are applying better practice to being inclusive of and safe for individuals who seek their services. Achieving the Rainbow Tick is not easy, nor is it lightly given. It signals a standard of excellence in care that is demonstrated by an organisation-wide commitment to cultural change and to developing strong systems of care that enable all staff to work respectfully and appropriately with every LGBTI person who accesses their service. Colleagues in service delivery, I hope you're interested in the Rainbow Tick and in pursuing achieving that tick. We encourage you to access programs such as How to utilise the resources available through GLHV and other like bodies, and to contact us to enter the accreditation program. From there, we will support you in self-assessing your service and your governance systems against the standards, and to progress to external independent assessment and accreditation. We have some postcards to show you how you can begin that journey for your organisation. I would also include that it's very easy to package these standards with other accreditation frameworks or quality framework that an organisation might be pursuing currently. Finally, I'd like to extend our congratulations to the early champions of the Rainbow Tick that are being recognised here today. They have shown exemplary standards of care, and I look forward to many more organisations proudly joining them to achieve the Rainbow Tick.
Thank you. I just wanted to point out to people that these are national standards, they're not Victorian, so you can, any organisation anywhere in the country can apply for them. I'd now like to ask Catherine Barrett and Anne Mitchell to come up, and they're going to hand out these certificates of accreditation to the first successful community, the agencies. I'm not sure they're both here, but if they're not, I know one of the agencies is here today.
The first certificate goes to Stonington Age and Disability Services. Congratulations. Profile of ageing and aged care at the conference, it's so fantastic that yours is an aged care service, showing my bias, but you know, it's the way it's got to be. I don't think we've got anyone from Gateway, Grampians Community Health, here, have we? But I think a round of applause for our rural.
That closes the launch. Thank you all for coming. There are copies of the latest beyond the how-to course report or program report. There's also copies of an audit that your organisations can do as a preliminary lead-up to applying perhaps to do a Rainbow Tick, and it's a much more gentle version that takes you through the six standards to see where you are at the moment. Thank you all for coming.
You have been listening to a recording from the Health in Difference 2013 conference held in Melbourne in April 2013. For more information about the National LGBTI Health Alliance, head to lgbtihealth.org.au. And for more information on Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station for our diverse communities, explore joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.